Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Welcome on this blessed Sunday as we celebrate Reign of Christ Sunday, and we also celebrate the wonderful baptism today of Ensley. A great celebration. We're great to have so many of her friends and family here as we welcome her as a child of God to our congregation. A few announcements before we get started. A lot of activity going on in the life of the church as Advent season is already upon us. You see, our tree is waiting to be decorated. Please note that the joint board has decided to return to optional mask and worship beginning next week. We feel cases have fallen enough locally for us to make this change. We still will be requiring masks for singing with hymns. So those of you that really love your Advent and Christmas hymns, we still encourage you to bring your mask. And if you still feel more comfortable in a mask, please continue to wear it as well. The OMMC meeting on Tuesday has been canceled. We will meet again in February. Trustees are scheduled to meet Monday night on Zoom. And today is a great day in the life of our church because we'll also be having Advent workshop after worship. We have the opportunity to do some crafts and activities for the entire family. And we do have a sign-up. Yeah, I see Reese is already excited for it. We have a sign-up for pizzas for the families. We're ordering pizzas for each individual family this year. I'm trying to be COVID safe. So if you see that sign-up sheet going around, if you could sign that out promptly. We're going to try to order those pizzas halfway during worship, and then we'll pick them up and bring them here for the opportunity for us all to have a good, quick meal and to make some wonderful Advent activities. Excuse me. Just remember, today is a youth Sunday as well, so kids are welcome to use their toys or objects for the children's chat. Our Advent communion service at Sharon this year has been canceled once again due to the fact that it's so musically heavy and not all churches are singing yet. We will have our Advent Love Feast service in the Village Chapel, Sunday, December 5th at 2 p.m. One of our favorite Advent traditions, so I hope you can join us for there. It is always good to be outside and to experience the candlelight service in the place that the Moravians first settled in Ohio. Sign-up sheet continues for our Christmas program this year. We are asking families to share brief videos from their house sharing some of their favorite Christmas traditions. It's going to be a 1 to 3 minute video. Actually, during Advent workshop, we'll be giving a further explanation of what you can do during those videos. You can do anything from showing your favorite Christmas family movie you like to watch, or what you guys do to decorate the tree, or what you dress up in, or when you open presents. But we are just trying to make our Christmas program for our kids go from our house to yours. And you can really see that we experience Christmas as a family this year. So we hope your family will participate in this as well. It is for children and adults of all ages. We still have a basket in the narthex for donations for the homeless shelter for November. Books, journals, clothing items, or any items that would help someone transition to the homeless shelter are welcome. It is important for us this Christmas season to continue in the spirit of giving, so we hope you can help us there. And then as far as Christmas Eve, the elders wanted to share tonight, or today, the elders have decided we will have one candlelight love feast service Christmas Eve at 7 p.m. There will be overflow seating available in the fellowship hall. We think it's going to be a great opportunity to praise and worship God, and we look forward to doing it in person, what we were not able to do last year. So we hope you can celebrate with us on that Christmas Eve, and we look forward to the opportunity to worship. That's all I have for announcements at this time. Let us please stand and extend the right wave of fellowship. Good morning. You may be seated. Our watchword this week comes from Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Amen. As we prepare our hearts to get ready for the sacrament of baptism, we will hear one of our favorite hymns, As a Mother Holds Her Baby. At this time, we celebrate in the blessed sacrament of baptism. We have a wonderful gift, a gift to our congregation as we get to celebrate Ensley today. Not only just being a part of this big, wonderful family, but being a part of our big, wonderful church family. So that is what makes baptism a blessed sacrament, because today we mark Ensley as a child of God, that she belongs to our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. At this time, I invite you to stand as we join together in the baptism liturgy. I'll invite Ensley's parents and sponsors to come forward at this time. In grace, God called and chose the people of Israel and established with them a covenant. I will be your God and you will be my people. In that relationship, they were to be freed from sin and become a blessing to all. Then God came to us in Jesus Christ and fulfilled that covenant for all people. Through Christ's life, death, and resurrection, God made for us a new covenant of grace.
We come before you with joy, O God, to claim the promises of your covenant.
Our Lord Jesus Christ instituted baptism as the visible means of entry into the new covenant. Baptism is a gift from God. In this sacrament, through grace and the power of the Holy Spirit, we are united with Christ and cleansed by his saving work, enter into the fellowship of the church, and are called to a life of faith and willing obedience. Those of you who baptized into Christ Jesus, how were you baptized?
Into his death. We were buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glorious power of God Almighty, we too might be raised to live a new life.
In baptism, children also share in the benefits of our Lord's redeeming work through God's grace and the faith of parents and of the church.
For God's promise is to us and to our children.
And at this time, I now address Chuck, Erica, and Tammy. As you present yourselves before God in this congregation, we call upon you to profess your faith. Do you believe in God as your creator and loving heavenly Father, in Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, and in the Scriptures as your comforter and sustainer according to the Holy Scriptures?
I do.
And let us pray together the Nicene Creed. Lord, make us one with all your children as we profess our faith, saying,
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
And addressing Erica, Chuck, and Tammy once again. Do you, in this faith, turn away from sin, evil, and selfishness in your thoughts, words, and actions? And do you intend to participate actively in Christ's church, serving God all the days of your life?
I do.
Relying on the power of the Holy Spirit, do you promise to lead your child Ensley by prayer, instruction, and example towards that time when she can, by grace, confirm her faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and commit herself to the life and work of the church?
Thank
you. And addressing the congregation now, do you receive and affirm this child of God as a member of this congregation and accept your obligation to love and nurture them in Christ?
We do.
You may be seated.
Thank you.
thank you, gracious God, for the gift of water which you have created and given to us as a sign of life. We recall with gratitude how you led your people from slavery to freedom through the waters of the sea. We rejoice in the gift of the Holy Spirit at the baptism of your Son in the waters of the Jordan. And we praise you for opening to us the way of eternal life through his death and resurrection. Now send your Spirit upon Ensley Elizabeth Arlene Dalton, who receives the water of baptism today so that she may become a living, growing, and active member of your church. Rise to new life, be led and nourished by your word and sacrament, and share in your eternal blessings.
Amen.
Give to these parents and sponsors your wisdom and strength, that with love and understanding they may guide to Christian maturity the young lives entrusted into their care.
Amen.
Ensley Elizabeth Arlene Dalton, into the death of Jesus, I baptize you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, through God's grace and the pouring of the Holy Spirit, you have been brought into covenant. Therefore, live, yet you not alone, but Christ live in you, and the life which you live now, by faith in the Son of God, who loved you and gave his life for you. This time we can put our hands on Ensley as we welcome her and bless her as a child of God. You can take my finger. There you go. All right. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This time, Chuck and Erica are going to be so generous to let me steal their child for a little bit as I walk her down our pews. And this is a symbolic moment for us, because as we welcome her as a child of God, we too take a responsibility in Ensley's life. We choose to be an active part of her faith, spiritual, and growth. So we celebrate this. And the great thing about Ensley is she's already used to having a big family, so I don't think this is going to scare her at all. So let us celebrate.
When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead. Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. Lead out those who have eyes but are blind, who have ears but are deaf. And then the gospel reading comes from the book of John, chapter 18, verses 33 through 37. Pilate then went back inside the palace, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "Is that your own idea?" Jesus asked, "or did others talk to you about me?" "Am I a Jew?" Pilate replied. "Your own people and chief priests handed you over to me. What is it you have done?" Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place." "You are a king then," said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me."
This time we turn to a time of prayer and a time of reflection. First and foremost, we obviously give thanks to our newly baptized child, Ensley Elizabeth Arlene Dalton, who has now gotten over a traumatic experience with her pastor and has her milk, and she's very happy, and we just rejoice today. Because there's so many times, I think especially during these COVID trials, where we think of what we've lost, but today is a day to think about what we've gained. What we've gained as a community, as a church, and as children of God. So for that, we rejoice and give many thanks for Ensley. And also, I forgot to share her baptismal verse with you, but it is Isaiah 43:1. "But thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine." And I see that so much in Ensley. How many people get to call her by name and call her a part of your blessed family? We definitely celebrate that today. In our other prayer concerns this week, we offer prayers. Remember, once again, we'll only share some of our prayers that we can share with you publicly, and then we'll have the rest of them on our slides behind us. Those of you that are at home, that is a great opportunity to go to your weekly prayer chain or take some personal time of reflection. In our prayers, we remember Doug Miller's brother Brad, who had surgery this past week to remove lymph nodes and nodules. So we continue to keep him in prayer as he recovers from that extensive surgery. And we hope the doctors and nurses have gotten everything they need. We uplift a neighbor of Erica and Chuck, who had a house fire this past week. He's okay and his animals are fine, but it sounds like his home will need to be replaced. So we uplift him in prayer at this time. And I also offer prayers for my own father, Bob Lippert. He had a successful second emergency surgery on his retina on Tuesday. My dad's just a lucky fella. His retina that had redetached a month after he had this surgery. Only 2% of cases, so what can I say? He makes eye doctors a lot of money at this point. So we continue to offer him prayers of recovery, prayers for my mom who continues to support him, and for so many others as well. And we think of our battle against COVID-19, continue to leave people in prayer and reflection as they fight this battle, those on our front lines who continue to support people and those who are still waiting tests and other circumstances like that. For the people that I ask you to specifically pray for this week, I think especially of NICU doctors and nurses, or all of our nurses in our maternity wards right now, and doctors and medical teams. I'm sure this family could attest to you how difficult it is in this COVID world when you're only allowed one or two visitors and things like that, and you have to have people navigating all these different things for you. So please keep these people that are working with our children in prayer at this time, because they also have a stressful and anxious job. Even if they're not on the COVID front lines, the circumstances of COVID have made their job more difficult as well. So if there's a way that you can reach out, reflect, or pray to them as well. And we definitely, as we prepare our hearts for Thanksgiving this week, let's have prayers of safe travel for all of our family members coming to us and for those of us traveling out. There's many people crossing state lines or driving a few hours to be with family. So we give thanks for this extra day of rest to live in gratitude and grace for all that we have been given. So let us take some time to reflect on these joys and concerns we uplift to God. Let us come to God in prayer. Gracious God, we give thanks for all that you give us and supply us with. Today there is so much joy in our heart as a congregation as we welcome Ensley into our family as a child of God. We ask that you be with her family and they help raise her to a godly and good and safe life. Be with her parents, especially Erica and Chuck, as they go through this journey as first-time parents, and help them to know that they are wonderful parents called by God to a holy calling. And even on the days that are exhausting and tiring, they will continue to do wonderful work, God's holy work, and we are so grateful that these two have been called to be Ensley's parents. And gracious God, help us as a congregation continue to support her and uplift her. Help us to be that big family for her. We all need that support. None of us can practice our faith on our own. We are not called to. So help us to be a community of believers that take care of one another. And as we remember Reign of Christ Sunday, help us to remember you reign over our hearts. So when we uplift these concerns, these people undergoing surgeries, these people undergoing house fires and cancer treatments and other circumstances, help us to know that you, Christ, are reigning over these situations. You are leading these people. You are guiding them. So it's not our responsibility to fix it. It's just our responsibility to remind people that God is alive and at work in our lives. And gracious God, we ask our hearts to continue to be full of gratitude because we have the opportunity to celebrate Thanksgiving this week. Help each one of us be thankful in our hearts. Be thankful for the opportunity to gather as family and just also be grateful for a year later how much better our COVID situation is in our county and our world. So many more families that can gather at their Thanksgiving table this year. So help each one of us just continue to live with gratitude, grace, mercy, and love. Above all things, in your name we pray. Amen. At this time, we turn our hearts and our minds to our offering. Once again, reminding you that we are not passing the plate back and forth due to COVID protocols. But if you want to make a donation after the service in person, you're welcome to do so. Our offering plate is back by where Denny and Paula are. We continue to thank many of you who continue to give online. And we also encourage people to continue to give to our homeless shelter ministry this month of November. There is an opportunity to give financially if you're not able to come up with any items to drop off. But it's very important that we support people in need throughout this Christmas season, remembering that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was also a person in need. At this time, I invite you to stand as we join together in our offertory prayer. Let us pray together the prayer of dedication. King of kings, we are grateful that you humbly have taken on the crown as Messiah. Help us to trust in the power of your sacrificial love. Amen. You may be seated. So things are a little bit different this Sunday. It is our Youth Sunday, but we're having our Advent workshop in place of our Youth Sunday today. And speaking of Youth Sunday, you can hear the joy and celebration that we have for our youth. That's a sign of life and sustainability in a church, and we love that sound. We love to hear the sounds of babies in our sanctuary. So at this time, I'll invite the kids, if you have any objects or toys for the children's chat, please bring them forward. If you don't have anything, feel free to grab something from your parents or take something, ask for something out of your mom's purse. How about that? All right, let's see what you got. Bring them on up. All right, Reese, you got me? Reese has got a watch. There we go. That's perfect. Military time right there. All right. For those of you that are guests of us, what we do for our children's chat when we have a Youth Sunday is the kids have to bring all these toys and objects to me, and I somehow have to build on our lesson and our message that we're talking about today. So sometimes things don't always flow perfectly, but we have a lot of fun with it, and we enjoy it. So what we're talking about is the importance of listening. Listening is a very important thing to do. My kids out there, are you good listeners? Raise your hands if you're a good listener. I don't see any parent eyes rolling for your parents. There, so. There we go. Carter's got it. Yeah. Yeah, it can be a challenge sometimes to be a good listener. I'm usually a good listener as long as my batteries are turned on in the morning, and I'm usually doing okay. That's always the joke in our household. But what we're talking about is the ability to listen to Jesus. And the important thing is that Jesus talks to us in many different ways, shapes, and colors. And I actually like this. I think, is it butterfly or is it a moth? I'm not sure what this is. Okay. But it reminds us of the transformation that we make to understand God and the transformation that Jesus made on the cross. And the thing I love about this thing is it is in all colors, reminding us that Jesus came for everyone and every person. And the biggest detractor we have when it comes to listening is we live, oh, somebody's smiling, somebody's happy now, that's good. The biggest detractor we have to listening is often this thing right here. It's time. We don't think we have enough time to listen to what somebody has to say to us. We often think our parents or our grandparents are taking too long to tell us something when they could be briefer and more direct about that. But that's an interesting thing, especially about when you get to your Thanksgiving dinner table, you learn how precious that every second is with your family and with your friends. And this little guy, there ain't a whole lot that I can do with this guy here, but he's got a beautiful smile. And that's what I think I love and appreciate about this little guy right here. Is because I think when it comes to listening and the people that we can learn from, never judge a book by its cover. Learn that there are people in your life who at first glance you may not think, hey, that person, the best listener, the best person to turn to. But sometimes that person with that smile is willing to listen more than anyone else. They're willing to teach you something. They're willing to really hear you. So never judge a book by its cover, because God blesses so many people to be wonderful listeners. And of course, we've got our wonderful Harry Potter owl. I love this page. This is great. Absolutely. And I think the thing that I love most about the owls in Harry Potter is all the personalities they have. How some are flying into table. If you look at Ron's, it comes in diving in. And if you look at Harry's, his owl was the most loyal owl of all. It was willing to sacrifice itself. It was willing to lay down its life. And that's why I think it's white. It reminds us of the purity, especially in baptism when we celebrate the pure love that has been given to Ensley. And when we listen to each other, it allows us to fly to a higher existence. It allows us to see what the future looks like. And we can see that we have been created by God to listen and love one another. And so we have that opportunity. So I want you to remember that God came for people in all shapes and colors. That we need to make sure we take time to listen to each other. We need to not judge people by how we look at the first glance, but realize that there are many different people that can help us. And when we listen and we love and we take care of each other, we get to experience the pure love of God. In the same way that we love our animals, because an animal doesn't have to say anything to us for us to feel their love. We can just feel it. In the same way we experience that love from God, which is precious and wonderful. Let us pray. Gracious God, we come before you, and I want to say thank you for these kids, for the wisdom and love and courage you give them. Help each one of us, children and adults, work on our listening skills, because we know it is so important that we listen to each other, we listen to God, and we listen for ways to serve. So help us to be servants who lead first by listening to the example that Christ Jesus gives us. In your blessed and gracious name we pray. Amen. I'm going to leave these right up here. Except Mom and Dad might want their watch back to be able to tell time, so that way you can tell how long the sermon is today. So you can, oh, Ron's got you. So we turn our hearts and our minds to our message today. And we're looking at that verse from John as we celebrate Reign of Christ Sunday. And I want you to listen to that scripture passage again, or at least a part of it. Listen to John 18, 35 to 36. Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here. My kingdom is not from here." So Jesus makes it clear to his disciples, we are not conformed. We are not called to conform the ways of the world. But we are called to transform the ways of the world. And I want you to listen to what Jesus responded to this diatribe from Pilate. He says, "You say that I am king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. Jesus wants us to listen for his voice in this loud and chaotic world. Notice he didn't say, "Speak on behalf of me, speak loud for me." He said, "Listen to me." You see, Christians are defined by their ability to listen and heed the words of Jesus. I think that can be scary to think about sometimes, because we live in a society that worships loud voices and opinions. We have more platforms to share our opinions on ever before. If we have a bad exchange at the grocery store with a clerk, we can share about it to our friends and family. We can put it on Facebook. We can put it on Twitter. We can even make a TikTok now. I haven't caught up on my TikToking yet, but it's stuff that's going out there. And there are so many different ways. On Instagram, there are so many different ways to get our opinions out there. Yet our ability to listen to one another, to listen to the wisdom that others have for us, is eroding at an alarmingly high rate. In fact, think about it. We don't listen to our doctors and psychiatrists anymore because we can go to WebMD, right? We can look up all our symptoms and we can get our answer like that. We don't turn to Scripture or the Bible when we have a problem or dilemma because we can Google it. We can get that answer within 3 seconds, even though it may not be the true answer that we are seeking. And the big issue in our world right now, and especially our country right now, is we don't seek to listen to a different opinion when we encounter it. We research the trump card. We look for that one thing that we can find to prove that that person is wrong, to show them, to prove it to them. Because we oftentimes care more about winning the argument than we do about the person we are arguing with. And I've seen this displayed. I was talking to somebody who was a really excellent marriage counselor. And he was talking about the standard fights that couples have and how he helps them, or how she helps them through it. And what really touched me is he talked about this couple that he had that was always having this fight over the keys. The wife kept losing her keys all over the house, and it became a major issue because they needed to go someplace. They needed to go visit some friends. They needed to go visit some family. And they would spend that time, the time that they were supposed to be on time, looking for their keys. And the keys became this central fight in their marriage, this thing that was breaking them down. It was challenging them. Until finally, the marriage therapist physically takes out the keys, and he has them look at each other. And he has put each person on one side. He has the keys on the other, and he has the other spouse on the other side. And he looks at them, and he says, "Which of these do you value more?" He physically had them look at that. "Which of these do you value more?" Because in one hand, you have the key to winning the argument. On the other hand, you have the person you care about and love. Which one of these do you want to take care of? And I think that's a great example to remind us that loving the person is more important than winning the argument. And that's why Christ calls us to be holy listeners. We need to be reminded of what that looks like. And here's a reminder from the Listening Project about four important listening skills we can have. Number one, listen first to understand somebody. Don't listen, don't be already starting in your head thinking about how you're going to respond or how you're going to fix that person's opinion, even if you have a really good solution. Seek to understand what that person has to say and why they're passionate about it. Be curious and open to learning about somebody. That's number two. The quickest way you can end a friendship or a new relationship is to make a quick judgment about somebody, to make a flash judgment. We're all guilty of it, but it's something we have to take a second look at and remind ourselves. And that's number three, suspend judgment and extend grace. Be more graceful than you'd like to be, because it pays off. People see you extend grace to them, and they in turn extend grace to you instead of having a social media fight with all the exclamation points and emojis going all over the place and nobody really hearing each other. And number four, maximize diversity of perspectives. That's a big challenge in our country right now, because we all live in echo chambers. We all support the people that all have our political beliefs, our religious beliefs, and our social beliefs. But who are the people that help you stretch, that help you think a little differently? Because that's something Jesus did his entire ministry, is he looked for people he could learn something from, people who could challenge him, good Samaritans, people outside the system of the church. Jesus spent very little time inside the sanctuary. And the interesting thing is, you look at those four building blocks, Jesus and Pilate kind of show a lot of them in this conversation. Because Jesus starts it by asking clarifying questions. Pilate starts it by asking clarifying questions. He is curious about what Jesus thinks, and Jesus is curious about what Pilate thinks, despite that knowing that the man in front of him is a politician with a role to play. And Pilate does something really interesting. He suspends his own personal judgment, and he simply asks Jesus, "What have you done?" And I think that's an important thing as we learn as parents. Sometimes the most powerful question we can ask a child, when there's a circumstance, maybe we know they've done something wrong. We've turned around, we left that plate of cookies, there were four cookies there, we go do our thing, and all of a sudden there's two cookies there. Now it's easy to throw the accusation out there. Where are my cookies? Where are my cookies? But sometimes just asking the child, "What have you done?" Give them the opportunity to explain themselves. And the interesting thing is, neither of these men, after this conversation happened, neither of them walked away changing their mind about what they were going to do. Pontius Pilate knew he had a role to play in the crucifixion of Jesus. Jesus knew that he was going to have to lay down his life on the cross. But they understood more about where the other person was coming from because they listened to one another. We need more honest conversations like that, where we're really willing to ask open-ended questions, to learn about one another. Because we have to ask ourselves, we're not dealing with Pontius Pilate in our face, we have to ask ourselves, what does this look like in our world today? Where are those people that we can learn from? Because right now, the hot-button issue in our society are masks and vaccines. At the Thanksgiving dinner table, many of you are going to realize that invisible wall where you'll be avoiding discussion about three things: religion, politics, and mask mandates. That's going to be the third thing you're going to avoid this year that people aren't going to want to talk about. Yet, I want you to think about something. The next time you encounter someone who has a different opinion on you at that Thanksgiving dinner table about mask mandates and vaccines, I want you to ask yourself, take a second to step back. Are you going to get into a shouting match with that person? Are you going to focus all your time, energy, and effort into winning the argument? Or are you going to listen to them? Are you going to take the opportunity to listen and learn and to show them with your ears and your heart how your life has been transformed by Jesus Christ? Because this is not Christ calling us to be submissive. I'm not saying you have to listen to somebody and change your beliefs or opinions on anything. I don't want you to do that. But I want you to be understanding of the other person you are talking about. Because we are called as disciples of Christ to care more about people and relationships than arguments and opinions. That's really tough to do. I love being right. It's one of my favorite hobbies. You can ask my wife about it. I love to be right. But we as Christians have to surrender that. We have to care more about the people next to us. Because if the afterlife is based on how we treat our enemies and the people we disagree with, we have to ask ourselves, are we going to heaven or are we going to hell? Based on how we treat the people we disagree with. We have to be bridge builders, brothers and sisters, instead of building walls in our worlds. We have to think of children like Ensley today and the world we are building for them, the world that we want to build for Ensley. Because today, she was baptized and washed in the blood of the Lamb. Into the death of Jesus, we baptized her. And she has done her part today. And now it is up to us, her church family, her biological family, her friends, to show her why being marked as a child of God matters. It has to matter, or otherwise we're just going through the motions. That listening to Jesus should change how we speak, it should change how we listen, and even understand and pray for people. It truly matters. So we, this church family, this wider Christian church, we want to lead the children of our world with a garden to grow in, a place to nourish, a place to really see how wonderful and beautiful this world can be. We don't want to leave them ashes of destruction from the anger and sin we hold in our heart. We want to give them the world. So let's work harder as children of God to listen and care for one another. Let's stop worshiping our need to be right and humbly focus our attention on worshiping the risen Lord and Savior. Because the world today needs more people who will listen to the voice of Jesus than ever before. So let us strengthen our hearts, quiet our lips, and open our ears to the ways that Jesus Christ will transform this world. When it comes even to our youngest children, to our oldest person, we know that Christ will transform this world for each and every one of us. So when we do that, we think about the baby that we baptized today and the wonderful celebration we had. And we want to truly be the people that leave a garden for our children to grow in, to see just how wonderful the love of Christ can be. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious God, we ask that you open our hearts, our minds, and our ears, and help us to just listen more, so especially to your voice. Help us to be less judgmental of our neighbors and seek to listen and to understand them. The world does not need more judgments, but the world needs more grace. So help us to be graceful. Help us to distribute mercy as you distributed more mercy than we could possibly give. And help us to feel that love in all times and all places. In your blessed and gracious name we pray. Amen. For our closing hymn, we celebrate Reign of Christ Sunday as we hear the hymn Crown of Many Crowns. have your voice back here, Chloe, as we celebrate a return of one of our mountaineers. Just a reminder that after worship, Advent Workshop is, we'll have some games, some activities, and then some food for people, so we hope you can stick around for that. We'll be doing some decorating for our tree. We'll make this place nice and pretty for Millie, as we promised to do. I always love this church in the season of Advent, so that is something we look forward to celebrating. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you.